First of all, as anytime I talk to anybody about the Rays, I always throw out the fact that I thought the Rays and the Washington Nationals were going to be in the World Series this year. So I approach these questions from that angle.
I gotcha.
I'll just ask you point blank. I'm one of these people, Dwayne. I just don't count the Rays. I have a hard time counting out the Rays. Maybe, I don't know, maybe I spend too much time in the church of Joe Maddon. That's possible. And maybe it's just that I like good pitching. But let me ask you this. What do you think the mindset of this organization is right now as we approach the All-Star break?
I don't think they've counted themselves out. I do think that the loss against Kansas City the other night was a very stunning loss for them after this hot stretch they've had. Maddon is not a guy who's going to write off the season. I think the front office has delayed, for an example, making a David Price deal because they still felt that there was some glimmer of hope that this club, given the landscape, that this club could make a run in the American League East, primarily because no one in the East this year has shown any signs of taking charge.
Mm-hmm.
So the division is there for the taking. I think mathematically it would be very difficult for them, interestingly enough, to win a wild card spot. It'd be easier to win the division.
Mm-hmm.
And so mathematically, hope is still alive in that regard. But that was a big loss. And frankly, the feeling was, I did some calculations a couple weeks ago as to what it might take to win 84 games, 86, 88. Could they do that? They're going to have to win every series the rest of the year. Now, they lost 2 out of 3 to Kansas City, but that was coming off. They did have a sweep in their mix on that last road trip.
Mm-hmm.
So you could argue that they're still on a pace where they could conceivably take 2 out of 3, split a 4-game series, take 2 out of 3, and still get to the point where they could be in the mid-80s in wins. And the question is, two questions. Could they play at that pace? And number two, would that be enough to win the division? I think both of those are possible. I guess we could argue about how probable it is. But the way the East stacks up, there's some projections that says 84 wins could win the division. I think it's probably 86 or 87, but they could reach those totals.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is, can they sustain this? Can they play well enough to do that? And I think because of their pitching, they have that opportunity. But a lot of other things are going to have to continue to fall into place for them.
Dwayne Statz joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Dwayne, here's one of the questions that always comes up in my mind when people talk about trading David Price. If I'm the Rays, I don't want to face David Price next year when I should have a shot. Frankly, I should have as good a shot as anybody of winning the American League East next year, and given the holes that a bunch of these teams are going to have to fill. And beyond that, I'm looking at the American League East right now, and if a healthy Rays team, if we could start the season with a healthy Rays team, Dwayne, I'd still pick them to win the division. So I guess what I'm getting at is, where does that fit into the Rays calculation in moving David Price, especially within the American League? I don't want to face this guy next year.
Yeah, and I think your point is right on point. I think it's valid, and that's one of the reasons he hasn't been dealt yet. And there's no foregone conclusion that this team will deal him, especially this year.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, if they would, I think they would be very reluctant to trade him to an American League East team for the reasons that you cite. Interestingly enough, I thought for a time, if he were to be dealt, for example, if this club had not gotten hot the way it did, there was a strong chance that they were going to deal him. And the question was, would they deal him inside the AL East? Don't think so. I thought the Blue Jays might be one possibility where they would trade him with the idea that the Blue Jays are in a position where they could win it, they could go all in, they might be willing to part with some young talent for that reason, and then it would be problematic as to whether they would sign him long term.
Mm-hmm.
Because to your point, you don't want to face him inside your division. I think they could trade him to the East or to the West, and certainly to the National League, because if they trade him out of the division, there's a chance they may not face him at all. And if they do, they would face him once or twice at the most. Same thing kind of with Shields. You know, Shields just came back with Kansas City and pitched here for the first time since they made that deal with Kansas City. But right now, I think from ownership right on down through the front office that as long as they think there's a possibility that this team could somehow wind its way through all of what they've put themselves in through the first couple months of the season, they're really reluctant to do that. And I do think also in a chat with Andrew Friedman recently, his take on the situation is that obviously they're going to want multiple young prospects and talent in return. His feeling is that so far in conversations he's had, that the other clubs had overvalued those prospects. And, you know, all of these guys in the front office are at least charged with being, very bright and capable people who are going to be judicious about any of these trades. So he's thinking that those prospects are overvalued and, you know, it's horse trading, you know, mm-hmm. back and forth. So, But I tend to agree with you. I've had this feeling that it's difficult to write this team off even now, although with each passing day and with a loss, it becomes more and more difficult. So here we are, a big series coming up with the Blue Jays. And, who knows? A sweep one way or the other. I mean, somebody's going to win two out of three here at least, or a sweep. So something's going to happen, and it'll be interesting leading up to the All-Star break here in the next 3 days to see where these teams are.
Dwayne, this organization, the Rays, has not had a history of pitchers getting hurt. Are they looking at this year as just a one-off? Because anybody who's pitched for the Rays, anybody who's been around the Rays, they always talk about their arm maintenance program and you know, what a model it is for organizations. Are they looking at what happened this year as just purely a one-off?
Well, I think so. There are a couple of things to factor into that. One is how you handle a pitcher once you get him. And the other question is, with all the emphasis leading up to a young pitcher being drafted, signed, and then developed, where is he when you get him? And, you know, there is a school of thought that says, these young pitchers now, because of travel ball and showcases and the emphasis on velocity, high velocity at a young age, that they may be a little damaged by the time you get them. I don't know what you do about that because you're really going to have to track an amateur's development before you commit to them to try to stay away from that. And when the radar gun says 94, 95, and there's a kid 17 or 18 or 19 hitting that, you're going to be attracted to that. But they have been very judicious about the way they handle pitchers. They lost Hellingson for longer than they thought they were going to lose him, and he just got an elbow cleanup.
Right.
They thought they would have him back, 6 to 8 weeks, so he just got back the other day. And Matt Moore, you know, it's one of those things where occasionally you're going to have a guy and you're going to lose him to Tommy John. So I think they absolutely do their best to monitor the development of these young pitchers. And frankly, they have to be because given where they are in market size and how it stacks up against the rest of the division and the league at large, pitching has to be their key. They have to build their success on pitching, and the idea then is to support that with solid defense as much as they can. I think we've seen a little letdown in the defense in some crucial areas this year with this club. And then they scramble to put together an offense that's going to make them competitive on a night-in and night-out basis, and they've had some issues there as well. So pitching's always going to be the key here, and they're going to try to protect it as much as they can.